Good morning. I'm Linda Perry with WBAI News for Wednesday, April 16th, 2014. As we know, there's been this powerful cold front that's come into our area, bringing unseasonably cold temperatures. This has been damaging to sensitive vegetation. There's been numerous frost advisories and freeze warnings that are in effect. In our area, there was rain and even some snowflakes through the night. This clears up today. It's sunny with a high reaching the upper 40s. Tonight, mostly clear but cold with a low in the mid 30s. It'll warm up a bit on Thursday. Temperatures could reach the low 50s. The weekend looks mostly cloudy with temperatures in the upper 50s. Survivors, first responders, and relatives of those killed in the Boston Marathon bombing mark the anniversary Tuesday with tributes. They combine sorrow over the loss of innocent victims with pride over the city's resilience in the face of a terror attack. The day will always be hard, but this place will always be strong, said former Mayor Thomas Menino. He spoke to an audience of about 2,500 people at the Heinz Convention Center in Boston.
To family and friends, we'll always miss your loved ones. You are strong at this broken place. To the victims, a long journey towards healing has just begun. You are strong at this broken place. To those who ran toward the danger and struggled with the sights and sounds of that day, you too are strong at this broken place. That strength thrives even in the heartaches of today because of you, because of the compassion that took hold of this city, the generosity that resides in our people. It's the heartbeat of Boston.
The memorial was held close to the Boston Marathon finish line. That's where a year ago, two pressure cooker bombs hidden in backpacks killed three people and injured more than 260 others 1 year ago. The Boston Marathon will be held again this year next Monday. New York City's police department is putting an end to its unit, which was in charge of spying on Muslims. The NYPD unit called the Demographics Unit was set up to detect terror threats in Muslim communities after 9/11. But instead of uncovering threats, it intimidated people going about their day-to-day lives. The program relied on plainclothes officers who eavesdropped on people in bookstores and restaurants and in mosques. Surveillance by the NYPD had a chilling effect on Muslim communities. Imams said they were hesitant to speak out on contemporary subjects in sermons. Imam Alhaj Talib Abdur Rashid is head of the Islamic Leadership Council of Metropolitan New York.
The same kind of subjects that people want to hear, on they want religious guidance. You know, they want to know, well, how should we feel about transgressions in Palestine or transgressions in Syria? Or, you know, religiously, are the people who are the extremists, are they correct in what they're telling us? And if they're not correct, then what should we be thinking? So if the imam, who's the religious and spiritual guide of the community, can't get up and openly or even privately speak about these type of things, then this creates a very bad situation for all of us.
Another imam said there's been a sharp decline in mosque attendance because of surveillance. Community activists accused the department of abusing civil rights. The surveillance sparked outrage and became the subject of two lawsuits. Mayor Bill de Blasio said our administration has promised the people of New York a police force that keeps our city safe, but that's also respectful and fair. The reform, he said, is a critical step forward in easing tensions between the police and the communities they serve so that our cops and our citizens can help one another go after the real bad guys. The Associated Press reports that there was an ongoing review of the division by the new police commissioner, William Bratton. Officials say he found that the same information collected by the unit could be better collected through direct contact with community groups. What is the nature of that direct contact? And does this mean surveillance of Muslim communities will continue in yet another guise? Remains to be seen.
Justice for Ramali Graham!
Justice for Ramali Graham, an 18-year-old from the Bronx. On February 2, 2012, he was killed by NYPD officer Richard Haste in the bathroom of his family's home. This was in front of his grandmother. and his six-year-old brother. Soon after, a Bronx grand jury indicted the cop on two counts of manslaughter, the first indictment of an NYPD officer for killing a civilian since 2007. In May, a Bronx judge threw out the indictment against the NYPD officer in the fatal shooting. The judge said the assistant DA made a mistake in instructing the jury. Then a second grand jury decided not to reindict the police officer who killed the teen. Now elected officials and civil rights groups are requesting the Justice Department investigate the NYPD officer's killing of Romarley Graham. You can join in outside of the U.S. District Court. That's at 500 Pearl Street in Lower Manhattan at noon today. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.